was the closers. Here he goes. Here he goes.
I'm about ready for some good news on these Monday weigh-ins, boys.
I can't believe you just sent me to that big...
Told you need to be ready, man. Don't disappoint me now.
Hey, how about that?
Come on, baby.
What we got?
240. What is that? 240.4?
240.4.
That doggle hunt.
240.4.
You're close.
That doggle hunt, I tell you what.
240. So that is clearly the lowest. What did you start at? 260?
262.
And now you have gone to 240.
22 LBs down, huh, Dirty?
240.4.
And that is with the trip to...
What we got, Ron?
I was with a little Nashville trip, but I was back early Saturday morning, so I've had a little time to work some of that off.
Your face does not say good news, Ron.
That ain't bad.
It's not bad. Okay,
give it to me. I'm dropping every week,
292.2.
Right direction,
I'm dropping every week.
I'll take that.
I get to that 2.8. 294 last week. I've really got the 2 pound thing going.
Now, this goal for next Monday, we need you in the 280s.
You're right, man. You're right.
You can do that.
You're right, man. It was probably, I think I may have gotten to the 280s. You didn't push me to get that frozen margarita. I
didn't push you, first of all. After you said it a couple times, and I was sitting there, you know, thinking. I said, you know
right
what,
there.
Ron?
It's right there, Tyler.
It is.
280's right there.
It is.
Right
there. You can do that by next Monday. It We're
is.
Good.
It is. It's right there. It's right there. And
288. Goal for next week.
288?
Yeah.
How Four about spot? 289.9?
Yeah. Can we? I'll do a flip to get into that. 288.5. I won't do a flip. So 240.4 for you and 292.2 right there. Get close. You started. So you're, what, 20? What did you start? Did you say 266?
262.
262. So you're getting close to the 20-pound mark. Or you're a little over the 22 pounds. See if you can get now. The goal was to get into the 230s, right?
Yes, if I can get into the 230s.
So you're close. You're thing, knocking
what
on
I'm
the door.
What I'm going to battle is, you see, I hadn't been lifting as much as I was. So the battle for me is going to be how much of it was... I mean, how much of it is muscle that I'm not, because I'm training different kind of deal. I say I'm training different. I'm just not lifting as much. I'm more cardio focused than lift focused here.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done a mix of it all, of it both. But, you know what? I was hoping to get to the 280s, but, you know, I'm good. 292.
And we'll take
right
that.
There. The low end of the 292.
It. You yeah. can taste it.
Yeah, I can taste it. Yeah. There we go. All right, we'll get in it. You'll get in the 230s next week. I'll get in the 280s.
Yeah, full week this week. No vacay. No week before training camp. Time to get your my mind right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to get it right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I'll get there. I feel. There we go.
You got anything coming up? Are you here this week? Or what do you got?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good, man.
So you have no excuse either.
I got no excuse. Okay. All right, good. Let's no get excuse. It. Got a good no excuse. Later in the end of the month in August, may pose some problems. Got Turks and Caicos in August.
Turks and Caicos in August?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Cordy's turning 40.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got a yacht. Saw that.
You got a yacht, huh?
Saw that. Yeah.
Wow. Got a yacht in Turks and Caicos?
Several people putting in on it. But yes.
Yeah. How long? How many days?
Just one day. One day we got you know, yacht on the water.
Wow. That's big time.
Trying to.
Well, you're really 40, setting man. The bar high, man.
Again, a lot of people putting in on it.
How many folks are going?
A lot of couples. I think about 10.
10 couples or 10 people?
10 people. 10 people. 10 or 11. The brother's going to maybe about double digits. Putting in on it.
Oh, wow.
A good time.
That's going to be a good time, man.
That's going to be a real problem. What, I put on 5 in Aruba?
Go for a little swim every day, man, off the yacht.
I did, man, I was doing an hour and a half in the gym in Aruba every day. Get me down. Now, that breakfast in the morning, that was all right. Speaking of next week, training camp starts on the 23rd, next Wednesday. and it's in. The boys are in, and the season is officially underway. Every single week, it will be Texan season, and it starts next week. And we're looking at some things that are on our mind this week leading in to training camp. And you can jump in with this 271-357-2416, YouTube and Twitch as well, jumping in on this. Some things that are on our minds going into training camp next week. Texans rookies to watch. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Texans rookies to watch. Which ones and what is on your mind when it comes to that, Clinton? 240. I'm proud of you.
Well, I mean, there's a lot here because I think there's not as many rookies, but there are a few that are probably going to be relied upon heavily. And it's, I think Higgins is going to be the big choice here, but for me, it's going to come down between these two guys. It's going to come down between Jalen Noel and Jalen Smith. Which one of those two guys do I want to roll with, right? And I'm going to roll with Jalen Smith. And here's why. The Texans have had their third corner, Darby, retire.
Yep, and they brought in.
They went out and brought in Arnett,
kid from who was a first round pick years ago, had some issues, but has been playing in the XFL.
He got kicked out of the NFL. He got kicked off the team in the Raiders.
Been playing for the Roughnecks.
He sat out a year, jumped into the developmental league, and played for the Houston Roughnecks for a year. So he's in football shape. But they go out and they sign him. I think there's a real opportunity at the cornerback position as well as at the cover nickel position. And I think Jalen Smith, rookie out of USC, I think there's a real chance that he fills one, if not both, of those voids fairly quickly. And so I'm gonna go with Jalen Smith. A little bit of outside, because I know there's some more popular decisions, some earlier draft picks that'll probably be a little more popular picks here. But I'm going to go with Jalen Smith. I think he's a rookie to watch in the sense of, is he just a special teams guy or is he a legit impact player on the defensive side of the football? Is he your third outside corner? Is he your hybrid nickel defender that is a cover specialist to complement Jalen Petrie, who plays with instincts, plays the run, shows pressure, you know, is really instinctual in the quarterback pressures? That is, whoever that guy is going to be an integral part of this defense. Whoever that guy is going to allow D'Amico Ryans to really open the playbook up. So I'm going to go with Jalen Smith, rookie out of USC.
That is really interesting that you went with, not just with that, but the two players you chose. Jalen Noel and then Smith, who you ultimately went with. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what's on your mind? What is, as we get ready to get closer to training camp start next week, what rookies are on your mind? It is, I was going right to Jalen Noel. That's exactly where I was going, which was interesting when I heard you first say it. And that is simply this reason. With everything that they have added to this offense, right? They have really gone after the ability to try to, in what they believe best possible, to fix their offensive line. They appear to have got more physical up front. They've done what they felt like they needed to do to fix their offensive line. They then went in the draft, and the first pick they made was Higgins, who is a big body receiver, and they bring in Jalen Noel as well in the third round. They've done some things. Still, Clint, I've been talking about this for a year or this offseason since Tank went down. They still, to me, don't have a player that you say, bam, this dude puts, he can break it, you know, 60 by himself, 50.
Yeah.
Like, he can go make big plays if we don't have the coverage right. Right. Nico can make big plays. He makes big plays. But Nico, to me, is more of the, hey, man, I'm going to bust you for about 20 to 25. I'm going to break some tackles. You know, he does. I mean, obviously, he has caught some deep balls, but it's not like that. Jalen Noll, to me, feels like the guy who has the best chance to be a big play guy in some form or fashion. He seems like he could be somebody that could take a reverse or take a jet sweep, you know, 40 yards. He could take a screen and make big plays with his speed and his quickness. And they just don't have a lot of that on the offense. And so, to me, I really want to see what that looks like on the field. When we watched Tank that first year, we saw, oh, his ability to separate quickly was different than anybody else out there. And you could see the big play. I just don't know right now they have a lot of that. And that's why he's the one that's kind of on my mind and what he looks like when they get going.
Yeah, look, that is a big need for this football team. That twitchier speed athlete that can catch the hitch and cut it up for 20. A guy that doesn't necessarily specialize in getting over the top of the coverage or beating one-on-one coverage deep, but can take an underneath easy throw, high percentage complete, high completion percentage throw, and turn it into something bigger. If the defense makes a mistake, can go hit his head on a goalpost. I agree with that. I agree that this team needs that. You look at Nico. I think Nico is an overall receiver. I think the best thing about Nico is he plays a position like a polished receiver, not just a speed guy or not just a big-bodied guy that can get over the top or catch a 50-50 ball. His sweet spot is catching in-breaking routes, very difficult to tackle, and can break tackles. You look at Higgins, the rookie, again, big body, probably better off beating man, the contested catches. Christian Kirk is a slot receiver that sees the game through the quarterback lens that probably has some of the characteristics that you're talking about or has shown that in the past. But Jalen Noll is definitely a guy that I could see being a guy that could be a problem.
Like Kick Rock said, Kirk is that guy too.